KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 81. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 54 tonight. Overcast tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely 69. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 70.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Last week, the U.S. Meat Export Federation Spring Conference was held in San Antonio. President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said one of the biggest benefits of the meeting for USMEF members is that they got to meet face-to-face with key U.S. trade officials and a full complement of the USMEF international staff, many of whom hadn't been able to travel to a conference since 2019.
We had very good representation from USDA and Dr. Callahan from USTR. She's a key person in the ag negotiation area. To have those folks sit and listen to our members, especially our exporter members doing the day-to-day business, that's the benefit of a meeting like this, because finally we're back together in person and having those discussions really makes it worth the time. It's a good opportunity to tell our story straight from the market.
In a session focused on U.S.-China trade relations, Terry Branstad, former U.S. ambassador to China, praised the gains achieved in the Phase 1 economic and trade agreement, but he's less than confident there will be a Phase 2.
Very long and difficult negotiations that finally led to the Phase 1 trade agreement. My respect for Ambassador Lighthizer grew through the process. He really worked hard to build a personal relationship with the chief negotiator on the Chinese side, Liu He, who does have Xi Jinping's ear. That was critically important, and it was successful. Bottom line is China has purchased a record amount of beef, pork, corn, and soybeans. You mentioned Phase 2. That's going to be the hardest part because the Chinese government loves to subsidize their state-owned enterprises. That's market distorting, and it's something we wanted to address. And frankly, that's what didn't get done in the Phase 1 agreement, and I think will be difficult to do. The Biden administration hasn't really shown any appetite for going after it.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a brand new 2022 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the High Country Z71 pickup. They have a like new 2020 Silverado 1500 LTZ. It's a Z71 package, one owner, four door, and available for immediate test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Authorities have identified a man killed this week following engaging gunfire with a Wichita SWAT team during a more than 10-hour standoff. Police say 39-year-old Gregorio Merced Benuelos of Wichita died following the shootout. Police have said officers were called to a home in West Wichita early Wednesday after reports of a shooting. They found a woman and a child in the front yard, and officers saw a man running into the home holding a gun as other people inside the home left the residence. After nearly 10 hours, SWAT members went into the home and say Benuelos and SWAT members exchanged gunfire in the home's basement. Police say Benuelos was shot by two SWAT members as he aggressively advanced on other officers. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office says deputies stopped Megan Brown from Dallas just before 4 a.m. Sunday morning near 142nd and Highway 75. She was booked for cocaine possession after the substance was found in her vehicle. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Just before 10 p.m. on Saturday, officers responded to a shooting at an apartment complex in the 4900 block of East Terry. Upon their arrival, they located 30-year-old Emmanuel Hardy of Wichita outside of the residence with gunshot wounds. EMS transported Hardy to an area hospital where he eventually died. The investigation revealed that 27-year-old Roger Gale and Hardy were in a verbal disturbance that stemmed from a prior verbal argument while Gale was walking his dog, that's according to Cruz. During the disturbance, Gale fired several shots at a 39-year-old woman and Hardy. The Lyon County Sheriff's Office and Lyon County EMS responded to a crash around 7:50 p.m. along the Kansas Turnpike about 5 miles south of Emporia. This happened on Monday night. It said the semi-truck's trailer was empty and the high winds and wet roads caused it to roll over, blocking the southbound lanes. The driver, Rene Vasquez, 48, of Miami, Florida, was able to get out of the truck on his own. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Police say two people are dead and 20 others injured in a crash that sent two cars careening into a crowd of bystanders while an annual Memorial Day weekend cruise night was wrapping up in Nebraska's capital. Two women ages 20 and 22 had been inside one of the cars and died in the Sunday night crash on O Street in Lincoln. One person was reported in critical condition and the others were treated at hospitals for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. Police in Wyoming say a man wanted in a fatal shooting in Nebraska was shot and killed by police in Cheyenne on Saturday. Cheyenne police say members of a SWAT team opened fire on Davin Darrell Saunders around midday after going to a home where they had located him. They say Saunders refused to come out, and after police deployed gas to try to get him out, he pulled out a gun, leading officers to shoot him. Police in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska say Saunders was wanted in connection with several shootings, including one in which his aunt was killed. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is the place to be for summer fun. Bring the family to our spacious indoor water park for plenty of smiles and splash while you pile up the cash on our casino floor. There's always more at Seven Clans Casino and Resort. More rewards when using your Seven Clans rewards card. More red spins and more jackpots and more entertainment. We bring the best in live concerts and events right here in North Central Oklahoma. Plan a weekend and come see us for more at Seven Clans Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met with a representative from USDA Rural Development at last week's meeting to discuss community facilities funding options for the proposed GEO project. USDA interest rate currently 2.5% and can extend up to 40 years. USDA is typically involved at the start of the process. A construction manager has been hired. This will have to be approved by USDA to assure proper steps were taken to meet their requirements. Timelines for the project were discussed. Pre-application documents have been submitted and approved. The architect and construction manager will meet with commissioners June 13th for an update. Regarding reports of several phone calls as to plans for additional wind farms in Marshall County, commissioners confirmed there are no plans for additional wind farms in the county at this time. Public Works has moved north of Axtell, removing a bridge. A bridge west of Beatty is complete and open. With a fuel surcharge for waste transfer, landfill prices may be increasing soon. Work continues on various projects. The Health Department building, the COVID grant received in the amount of $146,000, has $55,000 balance remaining. This will be used for new furniture and carpet for the building. Health department's working on another COVID grant that could be used for new gutters and concrete outside the building. As the Helvering Center is an emergency shelter for the county, Agency on Aging is soliciting bids for a generator with funds through the American Rescue Plan. And they're asking if they can use or replace the Meals on Wheels van through COVID funds, as a substantial increase was noted in Meals on Wheels requests during the pandemic. The board briefly discussed the infill housing revitalization program. The county councilor advises if they want to move forward the plan, and interlocal agreements can be mirrored with the neighborhood revitalization plan, highlighting appropriate differences. No final decision has been made. Washington County Economic Partnership requested $120,000, an increase of $40,000 from the county for this next year. They reported on recent activities. The increase in funding would be to continue to business recruitment and plans for future needs of housing and infrastructure. The Nemahal County Sheriff advised last week his department is down 5 employees. Commissioners granted approval for a plan for office space presented by the Senior Services Public Transit Department, who also introduced a representative with Midland Care who spoke about providing services for the elderly in Nemahal County. A committee consisting of a Gage County attorney, clerk, and treasurer interviewed 5 candidates last week who had applied to fill the unexpired term of Supervisor Dennis Byers, who passed away. The 3-member committee will select their choice to serve the remainder of the term through 2024. Candidates include Dennis Byers' wife, Janet, former Beatrice Mayor John Bartles, former Supervisor David Swavely, Lawrence Fossler, a recently retired Gage County employee, and Ashley Mason, who lost a bid for Beatrice Mayor in the recent primary. Gage County supervisors at last week's meeting doubled the fee paid for mowing abandoned Gage County cemeteries from $500 to $1,000, retroactive to include this season. Gage County property valuations going out this week may see significant increases due to the real estate market, with values reflecting actual sales prices over a 3-year period. It's expected the largest increases will affect residential properties, with stabilized valuations for agricultural land, which had seen increases in recent years. An injury accident was reported Friday evening in Marysville. 33-year-old Ian McCarter of Marysville lost control of his motorcycle at 8th and Jenkins Streets, shearing a power pole in half, with the cycle then crossing the street, ejecting the driver, who was transported by ambulance from the scene. Ian McCarter suffered serious head injuries, and a GoFundMe account has been established toward his medical expenses. Julie A. Cook, age 56, of Baileyville, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Julie Cook. Tracy C. Stewart, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge for Tracy Stewart. Peggy Ann Schneider, age 71, of Summerfield, passed away Saturday. Memorial service pending at this time, with the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Peggy Schneider.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms likely today, and temperatures will stay warmer, with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa. A bit cooler throughout Nebraska, with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 80s. The mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s and mid-80s throughout Missouri. Showers will continue overnight tonight, with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Iowa. The lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska. The mid-40s and lower 60s throughout Kansas. And the mid-50s and mid-60s throughout Missouri. Staying cooler throughout the day on Wednesday with a slight chance for some rain showers. Otherwise sunny with our highs in the 70s throughout Iowa, the mid-60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 70s throughout Missouri. A chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Wednesday night before sunshine on Thursday. Staying sunny on Friday before more rain over the weekend. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late May 81, record high on this date 103, the average low 60, the record low 39. Sunset this evening 8:47, sunrise in the morning at 6:04. We received less than 10 hundredths of an inch with brief showers overnight at the studios.
You'll find asparagus in the wild in the supermarket, but rarely in a backyard garden. And we'll tell you why next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 31st, the 151st day of the year. The original voice of Bugs Bunny, Mel Blanc, was born on this day. And from the Has It Been That Long department, the first episode of Seinfeld aired on this day 32 years ago. Wild asparagus makes for easy pickings in many rural areas this time of year. But if you're hoping to grow it in the garden, you'll need a lot of patience. It takes 3 years of nurturing before you can harvest edible spears. The first year, the plant develops a crown and root system. In year two, tiny stalks develop into fern-like leaves. And finally, a few of those characteristic green spears appear in year three. The good news is, once it gets going, a well-maintained bed will produce asparagus for 20 years or more. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Plan to attend the annual Washington County Rodeo Friday and Saturday, June 8th and 9th, beginning at 7:30 each evening at the Washington Fairgrounds Rodeo Arena, with a free barbecue Friday for the first 500 admissions paid, dedication of Mounted Patrol, Trick Roper and Clown, children's events both nights, a rodeo dance following the event Saturday featuring Stuart Ray and his band, free admission on the tennis courts. Find them on Facebook. The annual Washington County Rodeo is Friday and Saturday nights beginning at 7:30.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports' Andres Jimenez hit a three-run homer in the eighth inning off rookie Colin Snyder, sending the Cleveland Guardians to a 7-3 win over the injury-riddled Kansas City Royals. Jose Ramirez hit his 13th homer and drove in three runs for the Guardians, raising his major league leading total to 51 RBIs. Emmanuel Rivera homered for the Royals, who rallied in the eighth but couldn't stop from falling to 16-31, the American League's worst record. Kansas City ace Zach Greinke was placed on the 15-day injured list with a strained right forearm. It was the most significant in a flurry of roster moves by the Royals before opening a three-game series with the Guardians on Monday. The 38-year-old Greinke complained of tightness in his arm following Sunday's start in Minnesota. He allowed five runs in four innings in a 7-3 loss to the Twins. Greinke is 0-4 with a 5.05 ERA this season. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight. And
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
The new Big 12 Conference Commissioner will face two big tasks, Kansas State Athletic Director Gene Taylor says, but one should take priority. He says sitting down with television partners and negotiating a good deal for us, Taylor said during the Catbackers tour stop at Children's Mercy Park. The Big 12's television contract expires after the 24-25 season, and the conference will have a different look going forward. Oklahoma and Texas will depart for the SEC. By then, Houston, Brigham Young, Cincinnati, and Central Florida are expected to have spent 2 years in the Big 12. At least that's the timetable for now. On the plus side of the revamped Big 12, more inventory and Brigham Young's national following. Also with the Cougars in the Mountain Time Zone, the league could have four kickoff windows for games when BYU plays at home starting at 11 a.m. The league's current deal with ESPN and Fox, worth $2.6 billion over 13 years, began in 2012 and 13 in the wake of the first Big 12 realignment period. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America, Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 baseball team opened the season with a pair of wins hosting Silver Lake Monday, taking them 10-0 and 13-2. Gavin Elder threw a shutout. Bo Urban threw in relief of Chris Bartles in the other game. Post 163 Marysville will host Wymore Tuesday evening at 8, traveling to Seneca for a doubleheader Wednesday. Marysville Juniors opened the season hosting Wymore at 5:30 Tuesday at Feld Field.
Haymakers like you told us what they want from a self-propelled wind rower, and New Holland listened. Visit CanEquip in Marysville and see the result. The high-productivity, high-precision, high-performance Speed Rower Plus, featuring the industry's fastest speeds, drive-by-wire controls, PLM solutions, and our most comfortable ride ever. It'll help you mow more hay in a day faster and with greater precision. Stop by CanEquip in Marysville and put big new pluses to work in your hay operation.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience. Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringstorff. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and more. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. Drive by or check inventory online at honeymanauto.com. You can even schedule a test drive online as well. With lots of choices, Honeyman works to make yours the best buying experience with customer service a top priority. Competitive pricing, knowledgeable staff, and superior customer service right here at home. With a full service shop and a selection of both cars and trucks in all price ranges, see Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Pony Express Highway, Marysville, today.
Evergreens don't have to be just green. Add a bit of seasonal color with one of these arborvitaes. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The new growth on Ember Wave's Western Arborvitae start out a sunny yellow. They mature to chartreuse and eventually a bright green for the summer. In fall, watch as the needles turn deep gold with orange to russet tips. This upright evergreen is hardy in zones 5 to 8 and grows up to 20 feet tall and 8 feet wide. For a smaller and more cold-tolerant option that resists burn, consider Anna's Magic Ball Arborvitae. Hardy in zones 3 to 7, this small round plant only grows 15 to 18 inches tall and wide. For something in between, try Collins Gold Oriental Arborvitae. Hardy in zones 5 to 9, this narrow upright plant grows up to 10 feet tall and 3 feet wide. The plant has yellow-orange foliage that may turn bronze for the winter. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
This town has under 2,000 residents, yet it hosts thousands of visitors each year and is arguably the most important place to travel for fans of this sport. So how did it become such a draw? It all goes back to one man's cow pasture. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
When people hear of Cooperstown, New York, they often think of baseball. They aren't wrong, but there's an important part of this story about this town on Lake Otsego that we should cover first.
So in 1786, we were founded. Throughout the 19th century, we were really the tourism mecca.
Ellen Tillipaw is mayor of Cooperstown, named for Judge William Cooper, the founder of the village and father of the famous novelists of works like The Last of the Mohicans. But today, many know the town for the supposed invention of baseball by Abner Doubleday on an open parcel of land here.
They called it Finney's Cow Pasture, and it basically was the back lots of many of the houses that surround it. In the early 1900s, there was a desire to create a field here.
Eventually, an actual baseball field, founded in the early 1920s, named Doubleday Field, was built on the site of Finney's Cow Pasture. The historic field gets plenty of use yet today.
We rent the field three times a day from April till Columbus Day.
While baseball was played here from an early date, it was most likely not the place the game was founded. The folks in Cooperstown don't dispute that fact, but these days it doesn't really matter.
Whether we're the true home of baseball, we certainly weren't the place it was founded, but we are America's home for a baseball.
The Baseball Hall of Fame was founded in 1936 and draws thousands each year. It is a pilgrimage spot for many baseball fans and a goal for most major league players to be enshrined here. People come year-round, and huge crowds descend on the town for each new class of Hall of Famers inducted. It's a special place that all Americans should see, the home of baseball. Traveling the countryside in Cooperstown, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.
Every acre on your land is unique, so what's profitable for one acre may not be for another. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. You won't know until you measure your return on investment as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Hundreds of decisions in any given growing season, and there are only so many ways to boost profitability on your farm. These days, it's hard to know exactly where those cost savings or profit stealers are if you don't have the tools and technology to help you. Kyle Plattner is the Senior Product Manager for Mobile and Monitoring at John Deere. He says measuring the return on investment for each field is one of the most valuable things you can do with the data that you're collecting.
I remember visiting with a farmer who was relating to me a recent discovery that he made after he started measuring some of these things. He said his most profitable acres were those in which he invested the least, that reducing inputs in certain areas of his farm was a profitable strategy, and it accelerated his adoption of variable rate technology. And so he began to notice that as he reduced the amount of inputs in certain acres, those ended up being more profitable.
He says agronomy is local and every acre is unique, so it's important to have the right tools to measure and manage these things.
Not just on a field-by-field basis, but all the way down to a sub-field basis, that each acre is managed optimally for what it is. Honestly, that's what we're seeking to support with our tools, with both Harvest Profit and the John Deere Operations Center. These two products work together to make the combination more powerful than the sum of its parts. It eliminates data entry, sets you up to start managing profit by the acre. Harvest Profit makes it really, really simple to run scenarios and estimate the risk and reward trade-offs of different options.
Significant advancements in precision farming technology have been made in the last few years and expected to continue. Learn more about measuring your return on investment at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh, great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail. As thou hast been, thou
fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
An organization dedicated to the safety and health of farm kids. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. In yesterday's show, I told you about the 25th anniversary of the National Children's Center for Agricultural Health and Safety, and I thought you should know about another group with a similar mission, the Progressive Agriculture Foundation. Chances are you may have heard about their Safety Day program, which is managed by Jana Davidson.
Our mission is to provide the education, the training, and the resources to make farm, ranch, and rural life safer and healthier for all children and their communities.
Davidson says the Progressive Agriculture Safety Day program includes participation from local groups and individuals.
The Progressive Agriculture Safety Day program, it's now recognized as one of the largest rural safety and health educational programs here in North America, and have reached more than 1.8 million since we formed back in 1995.
Davidson says 388 Farm Safety Day events were held in 2019, but the COVID pandemic came along and...
After only really having 50 safety days in 2020 and 187 in 2021, we have about 458 applications in for 2022.
To learn more about the Progressive Agriculture Safety Day program, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Heard from former trade ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, during the organization's annual meeting this past week. As Branstad told attendees, keeping relationships with trading partners is key, especially with an environment like this right now.
Personal relationships are really important, especially in the Asian cultures. And one of the advantages I had was I was the first American governor to host Xi Jinping when he was just a county-level party secretary, and he led an ag delegation to Iowa in 1985. And I had been to China in 84, and we'd been treated very well there, so we wanted to go all out to treat him well. And so he calls me and the Iowans he met in 1984 old friends. So building that kind of relationship is really important.
He goes on to say that while China is a major market that we continue to do deals with and export agricultural goods to, it's not the only market out there.
There's a lot of other growing Asian markets that we need to work at, trying to reduce some of their market distorting tariffs and things like that, as well as Europe and other parts of the world. So Europe's always been a challenge for us as well. We just need to put America first. We need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to open markets and knock down barriers to our agriculture products anywhere and everywhere in the world.
The U.S. has ended phase one of their trade deal with China, where China did massively increase much of their agricultural purchases here from the U.S., including the soybean market, as they continue to buy there. The phase two is still in the works and not quite activated yet, as there is still a trade deficit from China as we continue to work with the country and other parts of that region. That, again, was former trade ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, at the annual meeting for the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The war in Ukraine pushing sunflower prices to record highs this spring. John Sandbachen, executive director of the National Sunflower Association, says in the previous market, highs for sunflowers of $38.80 for old crop and $30.50 for new crop were surpassed in late April at the crush plants. He said there are a couple of reasons for the high prices.
Well, you know, last year we had a smaller crop in the main growing region, you know, in the central U.S. due to the drought conditions. And so, you know, we started off this marketing year with lower stocks than normal for our crop. And then also after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, that really ramped things up and the demand for sunflower oil has just run off the charts.
Sandbachen also says the demand for sunflower oil will remain well into next year.
Ukraine and Russia combined export about 75% of all the sunflower oil in the world. So right now there's just a huge void for sunflower oil. And when you look at prices where they're at today, I really don't see anything on the horizon that's going to lower prices, because even if we were to produce a 20% larger crop here in the U.S., the demand is so strong right now for oil and for confection seeds that, you know, there's really no downside going up, you know, ahead in the next few months.
He says the South American oilseed harvest is finished, and the oilseed market attention will now move to U.S. crop conditions and production prospects in the coming months. And for JBS Food, USA subsidiaries and affiliates have agreed to assemble a team of company and third-party experts to develop and implement an infectious disease preparedness plan for 7 of its meat processing facilities to protect its workers, including JBS in Grand Island and Swift in Omaha. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan. Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
What's profitable for 1 acre of land may not be for another. You won't know until you measure your return on investment on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Of decisions in any given growing season, and there are only so many ways to boost profitability on your farm. Find better markets, increase yields, decrease costs, and increase productivity are examples. These days, it's hard to know exactly where those cost savings or profit stealers are if you don't have the tools and technology to help you. Kyle Plattner is the Senior Product Manager for Mobile and Monitoring at John Deere. He says measuring the return on investment for each field is one of the most valuable things you can do with the data that you're collecting.
I remember visiting with a farmer who was relating to me a recent discovery that he made after he started measuring some of these things. He said that reducing inputs in certain areas of his farm was a profitable strategy, and it accelerated his adoption of variable rate technology. And so he began to notice that as he reduced the amount of inputs in certain acres, those ended up being more profitable.
He says agronomy is local and every acre is unique, so it's important to have the right tools to measure and manage these things.
Not just on a field-by-field basis, but all the way down to a sub-field basis, that each acre is managed optimally for what it is. Honestly, that's what we're seeking to support with our tools, with both Harvest Profit and the John Deere Operations Center. These two products work together to make the combination more powerful than the sum of its parts. It eliminates data entry, sets you up to start managing profit by the acre. Harvest Profit makes it really, really simple to run scenarios and estimate the risk and reward trade-offs of different options.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about measuring your return on investment at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Going through a Tuesday today after the extended holiday yesterday with Memorial Day. Hope everybody had a great holiday. Things looking a little bit lower across the board right now for the grains. Mostly lower there. Livestock as well, after starting off higher, is mostly lower as well. We'll see how they close in just a little bit on the day. In the corn market right now, things slowly but still moving downward as July corn's down 27 cents at 750 and a quarter. September's down 22 and a quarter at 722 and a half. In the wheat market, July KC wheat's down by 66 and a half cents. They're taking a big hit, sitting at 1169 and a quarter. September in the red by 65 and three quarters at 1175. And a half. In the wheat market, or soybean market right now, things mostly lower here. July soybeans are down 48 and a half cents at 1683 and three quarters. August in the red by 39 and a half cents at 1623 and three quarters. On the meal side, July soybean meal down $18 right now at 414 and 30 cents, with August in the red by 1770 at 410 and 60 cents. And the soybean oil for July down by $1.08 at 78.49. Cotton market, they had a decent week last week. Things a little bit slower for the day. Here's July cotton sitting down 19 cents at 139.23. And the oats market as well, down by 24 and a half cents for the July at 679 and a quarter. Real quick in the livestock market, June live cattle's down by 97 cents at 131.20. Feeder cattle for August in the red by 42 cents at 165.90. That recently dropped into the negative. Lean hogs still moving downward, sitting $2.10 in the red at 108.30. U.S. dollar index for the day today. Things are back up slightly here as June index is up by 46 cents right now at 101.77. We have 30-year bonds for June down by just over a point at 140.10, and 10-year notes in the red sitting at 119.27. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty at Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty at Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offers with approved credit for tax and fees not all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months.
Purchasing feedstuffs like corn for feeding cattle is a pricey proposition these days, and that's why you cattle producers may want to seek out greater economic efficiencies in your feeding programs, according to a K-State beef systems specialist. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. Eric Atkinson here. Bringing in feed resources from outside the farm or ranch has become awfully expensive. So K-State's Justin Wagner is advising you producers to look internally for feedstuff alternatives.
Many times our cheapest feedstuffs are going to be those that we can produce on farm. We produce a lot of forages on farm if we're a grower or a backgrounding operation, silage, haze, and we need to put a fair value on those, but typically it's going to be lower than if we went out to the market and tried to purchase those, right? And if there's an opportunity to use an on-farm commodity, certainly put a fair value on the price of that, but it's certainly worth considering as well.
Also, whether it's a home-raised or a purchased feedstuff, feed losses in storage need to be accounted for, in Justin's view. Shrink loss is a tangible cost.
How much of a given product are we going to lose, you know, depending on how we're storing it? For example, some commodities that may be very prone to wind losses if they're stored in an open pile or a three-sided commodity bay or something of that nature. And so it's always a good idea to really take a second look and go, okay, how much of the feed actually makes it to the feed bunk? And that is a difficult number to track, but, you know, in most operations, we're looking at losses that are going to range from 2 to 10%. Now, for certain commodities, that may be well higher than that 10% level, but that's always a good number. You know, it always is beneficial to put some number in terms of shrink loss.
And while that shrink loss percentage may seem small, it is consequential, as it can add up in a hurry unless it's addressed with better management.
Those losses, even though they may be small, start to add up. You know, if you figure, you know, 1% of a ton is 20 pounds, 1% of 20 tons is 400 pounds, and so you can start to see how that 400 pounds at, say, like $250 per ton, you know, that starts to add up in terms of what we're losing in terms of shrink losses or just waste in a given operation, that we may be able to make some small changes just in terms of, you know, ingredient or commodity order that we're loading them into the mixer wagon or something of that extent, or maybe putting up a simple windbreak might be something else that the producer could consider as well.
With some ideas on economizing in cattle feeding in the wake of high commodity prices, that's K-State's Justin Wagner. And this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thank you.
all-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.